Welcome to another edition of Book Business and Branding with your girl, Ashley King. All right, so today I'm going to be sharing with you all ways in which you can come up with book ideas. I know sometimes it can be challenging if you're trying to start something afresh and not necessarily go with the trends of what's selling, and you're just not going after dollar sales, the trend, what before was like those whole coloring books, you know, stuff made with AI. But if you really want to come up with something unique, I'm going to share with you today some ways in which you can come up with book ideas. So I actually have a total of 17. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to break it down into 2 to 3 videos, but I know I'm not going to go into all 17 within this one video, because it's going to be a lot of content and I want you to kind of, you know, gather what you can, because I don't want to be too overwhelming. All right. So the first one, definitely my favorite, kind of what I'm known for, are personal experiences, right? You draw from your own life experiences. And what I'm known for, what I love to do, is memoirs, right? You think about that moment where something significant or transformative happened, and you express how what you've gone through can help heal someone or help transform someone within their lives, right? So the genres that this is applicable to is perhaps memoirs, of course, kind of like general fiction. You can kind of make something up, the backstory of someone. It doesn't have to be you. Also self-help and inspirational, right? So instead of necessarily focusing, a memoir is where you focus on like a particular aspect within your life. Autobiography is your entire life. Memoir, a certain theme or aspect of your life. And if you wanted to do something like self-help, you wouldn't necessarily focus so much on your story, but you would give perhaps tips, information, resources as to how someone can overcome what you've came. So as an example, if you had a memoir about going through a divorce, right, you would talk about your personal story, what you've done, and then you want to kind of, in your book synopsis, in your marketing, talk about how this can truly help someone. But when you have like a self-help type book, you want to lean more heavily on your resources. You want to weave in your story, of course, to show how you're an expert within that particular subject matter and what you're writing on. But you want to lean heavily more on research, more information, less about you and more about the facts and resources again. All right, so that was number one. Number two, what if scenarios, right? So you want to start with what if question, right? And it opens you up to the possibility. So two questions, like for example, is what if you woke up in another century? Like, how would your life be? What would things look like? Just imagine like the technology that you would no longer have if it was something in the past, or how technology has advanced if it was something in the future. And the other question, like, what if you can talk to animals? And I think, you know, a book, a movie that is quite familiar to everyone is like Dr. Dolittle. Another book I have here is Philip K. Dick's The Man in the High Castle, which asked the question, what if the Allies had lost World War II, right? And so some of the genres that this applies to is science fiction, fantasy, thriller. That type of what if scenario kind of helps formulate book things, book topics within those genres. And I'm going to let you know now, it's not intentional, because some of these authors may butcher their name. It's not intentional, right? Well, I just may read their first name. So the next one is actually mixing the genres. So you would have two. So you would combine a different element from the different genres and create something unique. Like sci-fi mystery or historical romance, which I think is very popular type genre that in romance readers in general, they like to read a lot of books just from going to different events and just networking within the industry. Just romance readers, they read up books, they just eat them up. So a notable example here is Outlander by Diana Gabaldon. I hope I said that right. Which mixes historical fiction with romance and time travel. All right. So the genres that could perhaps work with this mixed genres are science fiction with fantasy, historical and mystery, and then romance and thriller. I kind of just doing, I guess, research on Amazon. I don't know what I was looking up, but a lot of like billionaire romance type category books seem to be popular. So sometimes I come across categories that I didn't even know were categories on Amazon or so just look into that. And once again, that is mixed genres. I did not number these, so that's number four. We're coming on number four, what is adaptation. And so you're going to take a classic story and add your twist to it, right? Maybe a different setting, a different time period, from the perspective of a different character. And I know we're talking about books, but I guess here a book is Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies by Seth Graham Smith, which adds a twist of horror to a Jane Austen classic. And like I said, I know we're talking about books, but I actually saw a movie. I don't know what network it was on, but it was like Pride and Prejudice, Atlanta. And I think they also have different cities. So sometimes, adapting, like I said, the setting, the time period, maybe, the same time period, same setting, but just from a character, a different character's perspective. Maybe a character that didn't speak so much or wasn't as prominent in the original, but definitely in the adaptation, the one that you're gonna write, you're gonna provide a new perspective. Just be mindful of any trademarks or copyright infringement, that you do your due diligence to figure out what is okay, because you don't want to write a book that is trademarked, especially with characters from these big companies, and you don't have the licensing or the right to remake the story, and next thing you know, you are getting a letter, a cease and desist, or perhaps a legal letter for I'm gonna say defamation, but you're being sued. So just be mindful when you are making an adaptation or using another book that has licenses and trademark. Do your due diligence before you invest your time within that. All right, next is current events, right? You're going to look to the news for topics that are relevant and that resonates with a lot of people. At the time of this video, we've just had the presidential election. Some people are hurt, some people are happy. Whatever your stance may be on who the next president is, you can definitely write about that. And you can just think about how these, what's happening can be woven into a story. So what can happen if on the night of the election, the person won and there was like an assassination attempt, or people started rioting, or actually everyone came together, unified the nation, people around the world, were afraid or whatever. Just let your imagination run wild. I need some water. And so I guess John Grisham's legal thrillers often draw on real legal cases, right? So that is another way you can do it. Some of the genres that this could be applicable to is political thriller, contemporary fiction, and then nonfiction, right? Of course, if you're going more a factual route, if you have a case, and I'm gonna put a plug in there. One of the books I just helped published, get it done, help help get it done publishing, help publish is The Hazel Boys, The Trial of Four Innocent Men. So y'all go pick up a copy too, but that was based on real life events of four men that were falsely accused of something they did not do. So they actually took, I guess it was current at the time, but real life events, And turned it into a book. So that's kind of like a memoir, but it's actually, based on things that made it into the court case. It was picked up by the news. So at the time they were going through this current event that had a lot of media traction, and then they took their story and turned it into a book. All right, so let me see how many that is. One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, so I think the last one that I'm gonna do in this video is travel inspirations, right? And I think a book that is well known for this, but I probably found out through about the book through the movie is Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. So you use your settings, use settings from your travel or places that you want to visit or even have visited, and you use that backdrop, the experience, the memories to create a story. All right, so this worked well for travel fiction, adventure, and romance. So once again, the story, or I like to say movie, because a lot of times I find out, if it's a good movie, and then they'll say, this movie is based off the book written by, and then I discover, oh, okay, it's another adaptation of a book that has been turned into a movie, and sometimes the movie doesn't always reflect what actually goes on in the book. All right, and I remember the very first book that I read, first before going to see the movie, was How Stella Got Her Groove Back, and that kind of hurt me because I always thought like the movie had to flow with what was going on in the book, but that is not the case. All right, so just to recap, in this first video of ways that you can come up with book ideas is using your personal experiences, right? You take those, you create a memoir or general fiction or some kind of self-help book, right? What if scenarios? You ask yourself a question and then use that to come up with different perspectives, sci-fi, fantasy, thriller. Those are the genres that what if scenarios would kind of work with. Mixed genres, so you combine the two to come up with something different. Romance and thriller, historical mystery. A lot of things is historical romance, sci-fi and fantasy. You take an adaptation, you take something that's already out there and make it unique, make it your own, but be mindful of any copyrights, trademark infringes that you may receive. You don't want to receive a cease and desist deceased letter. Well, that would be nice, but you don't want to receive a letter stating that you're being sued. All right, current events, what's happening at the time that you're watching this video? What's going on in the world? What's going on in your life? Use current events, right, to inspire you to come up with a book, and that could be like political thriller, contemporary fiction, non-fiction. And then last but not least, travel inspiration. A good book that has been adapted into a movie was Eat, Pray, Love. So you take your experiences, your memories from different settings, and you turn that into a travel fiction, an adventure book, or even a romance book. All right, so thank y'all so much for tuning in to part one of 17 different ways to come up with your next book idea. All right, thank you all so much for tuning in.